Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Welcome in.
42-yard kick from Aubrey. The Cowboys have won this football game. Butter, 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 butter.
Let's try that again. Welcome in, DFW. You know, I even told Khaki Cav, I said, go ahead and play the game-winning field goal as we get the show started today. And, you know, sometimes even my own great ideas I forget about because there's so many of them, Blake Elliott. There's just so many of them, but I'm also I'm just a creature of habit that I just can't help myself. Welcome into the Fan After Dark, DFW Metroplex, everybody. Despite the weather being what it is today, and let's call it what it is crummy as all get out. It's been overcast. It's a little cold outside. It's wet. It's just nasty all over the place. But it doesn't matter because there's two main reasons. One, we've got Thanksgiving on Thursday, so it's a short week. I don't know about you, Blake Elliott. That's, by the way, I got Blake Elliott to the right of me. I've got the one, the only Khaki Kevin Walker behind the glass, the 1-2s and 3 in the glass.
Kevin
the glass.
Is now in the glass.
He's now, some people are in the void. He's in the glass, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't know about you, but traffic was fantastic today for a Monday.
I still caught traffic. But I left later than you and from a totally different direction.
You're coming from a different direction.
Dallas,
that's correct.
Traffic is always bad.
It is. Maybe Wednesday will be better, right? Because it's the day before Thanksgiving. But so you had that going on. But let's not bury the lead any further. It's always a little bit nicer. The air is a little bit cleaner. Food tastes a little bit better. And just your overall day is just a little bit easier to stomach when your Dallas Cowboys not just win. This wasn't a win over the Jets. This wasn't a win over the Giants. This wasn't a win over the Raiders. This was a win over the defending Super Bowl champions who, up until yesterday, had not been behind in a football game since week 6.
In your face, Trevor.
All right. Thank you. Saquon Barkley hadn't fumbled all year long. All right. Sam Williams, who's been much maligned all season long. Some people want to see more of him. Some people want to see less of him.
Sam Williams, number one graded player. From the game per PFF.
I saw
94.
That. I saw that.
Above Quinnen, above George, above Dak, number one.
Crazy. I mean, and had a huge, punch out of Saquon Barkley. Like I said, his first fumble of the year. Your Dallas Cowboys, after falling behind 21-0, and I'll tell you the last time that they made this kind of comeback to win a football game. We'll talk about that, and of course, we've got a lot to get to today. But first and foremost, Blake, now we're 24 hours past everything. I really haven't watched really any of the national media response to it. I watched the game again today, and then, of course, my Kansas Jayhawks had a basketball game today, so I had to get locked into that. But 24 hours later, you're just kind of your feelings, your thoughts. We get about 24 hours to really digest and think about this game, and then boom, as of tomorrow, it's on to Kansas City.
Best Cowboys win since they beat the Lions in 2023.
Yeah. But the nice thing about this, though, there was no questions, though.
There was no
questions. See, that game you had question marks, right?
You had questions. So, yeah, I think that's a good point because Cowboys, I mean, even when they won earlier that year in 2023 against the Eagles, I want to say that was Jalen Hurts on the bench.
Yeah.
No, Jalen Hurts played a game, 18 of 27, 197 yards. Dak did his thing. They won 33-13 on December 10th, 2023. So, probably the best wins, we'll just say, of December of 2023, the Dallas Cowboys. And what were we saying in the press box? They're down 21-0.
Yeah.
And I don't think we were alone. I think everyone in the press box was saying the same thing. It's like, man, we hyped up the Cowboys to maybe make some special run.
Mm-hmm.
It's a primetime-ish game, and everyone in the nation's watching, and you lay an egg. And it was bad. First three possessions.
Yeah.
You're up 21-0. Second possession, you do get a stop on third down, but you get the roughing the kicker, which we then later figure out that it wasn't roughing the kicker because Flournoy got to tip the ball. He even said to Schottenheimer, I tipped the ball. Schottenheimer did not challenge it. Schottenheimer hasn't
Which was challengeable, by the way.
Yeah, Schottenheimer hasn't challenged a play all year, so we can get into that more throughout the show. I thought Schottenheimer didn't have his best game, but it doesn't matter what Schottenheimer—
Well, early on.
Doesn't matter what Schottenheimer thinks. Doesn't matter what me and you think. All that matters is what the players believed out there. And to be down 21-0 to, like you said, the defending Super Bowl champs, to your division rival, and to not let them get past midfield only but twice after the 11-minute mark in the second quarter, I thought was a commendable approach from the Dallas Cowboys. I thought they were a team that felt invigorated and knew that they are in playoff mode. I think you saw playoff mode lock in. Dak talked about it post-game. There's something about being down in a game that just makes me go to a different place, yada, yada, yada. Being up is fun. You can kiki giggle when you're playing the Jets. I think that was kind of the way. You're playing the Jets and the Raiders and you're up and everyone's scoring is great. But like when you're down against a good team, you're going to see who's really batted. Who's the person pouting on the sideline versus who's the person, you know, firing everybody up. Let's go win this ball game. And they did it. Down 21-0, 24 straight.
And, you know, the thing about that offense, though, too, yesterday was that—
Which offense?
They were the Cowboys offense was, you know, they did get into the red zone, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Dak throws the interception in the end zone, right? You had the false start.
That was huge, man.
I mean, you had a lot of different things that were happening. It just seemed like they couldn't get out of their way. And, of course, you know, and you know, to the defense's credit— All right, yeah. So you know, AJ Brown gets involved at first drive and just went right down the field. And you know, they gave him a short field, right? I mean, hell, they were at the 45-yard line. Yeah. So boom, all they've got to do is just go down. And then, like you said, they had the big. I want to say there was two penalties. That drive.
There was. You had the Clowney lining up offsides.
Clowney lining offsides,
which happens every game
as well. Which he was ticked off about. I didn't get a chance to talk to him after the game about it. He was another one that bounced pretty quick afterwards. But I just think he was just trying to get the hell out of there before anybody could catch up to him. So
said there'll be enough people talking.
I've talked enough on losses. You know what? let these young guys let Logan Wilson get some time to introduce himself to the Dallas faithful, but. There was, it wasn't like it was necessarily hopeless, necessarily, because they did score at the end of the half, right? And so, and you and I talked about it, it's like, look, just get on the board.
I got you on video saying it on my Instagram story. You know? Said if they score right here, they're going to come back and win.
And so, you know, the thing about this team was, and what you felt differently about, I mean, look, this wasn't the Cardinals where it just seemed like nothing could get, they couldn't get out of their own way. It did feel like, all right, look, these guys have got something going, and we talked about it in crosstalk. And we can get into it right here. This offense does look different, at least it has, over the last few weeks when they make George Pickens the focal point.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I mean, when you – and now look, and some people say, well, Fred, CD had more targets. Well, he did, and I feel like some of it was force-fed in some regards.
That curl route one right after he got the drop was so force-fed. The one that should have been an interception where Eagles defenders are standing there.
Well, and then the one that did get picked off. I mean, he had two in the end zone. I mean, he had two guys on him that time. And you know, you can – and look, was it a great pass? No. And so – You know, Dak shouldn't have thrown it, and you were starting to think, all right, well, is Dak trying too much, and, you know, is he not letting the game come to him, or is it a situation where he's, you know, trying to manage egos on the field?
You see CD maybe pouting, right? Like, I got to get him back in the game, because that's a big part of it. The quarterback, Tom talks about it all the time. You got to get your guys featured. They do it early. It's not successful. You don't want this guy to be fourth quarter, I need CD, and he's checked out of the game.
He's checked out of the game, no, and much has been made about the play, and I was at the third quarter, fourth quarter, where he threw it to him in the end zone. Now, look, did he have a guy draped on him? Yes. But did the ball hit him in the stomach? Mm-hmm. Yes. And guess what?
Three, four of those where it hit him right in the hands?
Well, was that, you know, you and I were joking around about how many times he dropped a ball and then would go tumbling on the ground afterwards. You know, I mean, it was just one of those games. I mean, look, it was not CD's best performance. All right. I mean, that was definitely a game where
he's got, what, seven drops in the two games versus the Eagles?
He, you know, CA and I were talking about it yesterday. Yesterday we were doing the Specs Tailgate show. And I think you and I played the audio as well, where CD was talking to the media all last week, and the last thing he said was, "And catch the ball."
Yeah.
Because, you know, let's call it what it is. You might go 2-0 against the Eagles if CD catches passes.
That's a great point.
More so in week one. I mean, you saw what happened yesterday.
And then, like, if George and Turpin don't make those big plays on that final drive for the Cowboys, you almost have two direct losses because of CD. Obviously, not direct.
Other but where he would have played a major factor, though.
Yes, where he had the drop against the Eagles that would have set up the game-winning field goal in week one. And then, obviously, yesterday, where he has the one in the end zone to tie it up, and he drops it, end up making up for it. But that was almost two games. Now, this is three games where he's left points on the board. He had the Raiders. Were they up by 30 points? Yes, but still.
That's a gimme touchdown for a guy. I mean, for a guy of his ilk.
That's
28
points he's just left on the board just by strictly dropping the ball.
We came into this season, and you and I talked about it a lot last year after they, you know, after he got the big contract, is that, you know, he was in the conversation for when you talk about the three or four best wide, and this was last year when you talk about the three or four best wide receivers. It was always what? Justin Jefferson, Chase. Jamar Chase, and CeeDee Lamb.
And if you really had anyone else in that area, like, people weren't taking you as seriously. Like, CeeDee had pretty much submitted himself as
100%.
Consistently doing it season after season. Didn't matter the quarterback, I'm a top three wide receiver. And I'm not going to lie, it's hard for me to have this conversation because I'm a big CD fan, but we got to put our personal biases aside and call facts what they are. Like, CD's not playing well right now. I don't mean he's playing like trade him, cut him, like some people go overboard, but we still have to call facts facts. CD Lamb is not playing great right now. He's still fine.
He's not playing at the all-pro elite level that we're accustomed to seeing. What's bailed you out is that you have George Pickens, who is. All right? And so I think this is less about...
CD's leading the league in drops right now, Fred.
I mean, hell, that does not surprise me one bit. Yeah. I mean, hell, he probably took the lead after yesterday. I mean, yesterday was one of those days where it's like, look, burn the tape, watch it once, see what you did wrong, and then burn the tape. Yeah. And because, look, this team's not going to get to the playoffs. Let's not even get into the whole anything further than that. But this team is not going to. Let's just table the whole. Well, you got to get. You know, should you trade CD? Should you? You know, you got to make a decision on one. Do you want to have all this money tied up into two guys? Look, that's not the time. Let that conversation get talked about after the season's over. Right now, the biggest thing is this: you've got George Pickens playing at a all-pro, all-world, elite.
He's going to make all-pro first team right now.
For as much as we lampoon and lambast the Cowboys front office, and rightfully so.
I like that word, lampoon.
All right. For as awful as the Jonathan Mingo trade was last year, all right, you've more than made up for it in spades with the George Pickens trade.
You can live with a Mingo trade if you're going to make a Pickens-type trade, because that's one of the best trades the last couple of years.
I mean, it's
of all teams, not just the Cowboys.
Look, I'm with you 110% on that. I mean, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan right now, you're sick.
George Pickens this year has more yards than the entire Steelers wide receiver room.
I heard that. But it's not. But it showcases two things.
Quarterback
number one, like, Dak Prescott is a good NFL quarterback. Look, we can get into those playoff struggles all we want. All right, and look, that's another conversation for another day. But right now, Dak Prescott is playing some of the best football of his life. You don't win that game yesterday if it's not for Dak Prescott standing tall in the pocket. And I'll tell you what, shout out to the Cowboys offensive line.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, look, Jalen Carter was good yesterday, but did Jalen Carter ransack the game like we all thought he might going into it? No.
If I would have told you, Tolos, that after week zero, you trade Micah Parsons, you're going into the season, you're going to play the Eagles in what was this, week 11, week 12, whatever this was?
Week 12.
If you were going to play the Eagles in week 12 and you would out-pressure the Philadelphia Eagles in a game that matters a lot, everyone would call you crazy. You just traded Micah. They got Jalen Carter and all these different guys, and you're going to out-pressure them, and that's exactly what you did. Your O-line held up, and your defensive line got 19 pressures on that Eagles O-line. Now, the Eagles O-line, we can talk about them in the run game. They haven't
been
great.
Beat up a little bit yesterday. We knew that.
It's still like a good O-line. This isn't like you're playing the Eagles O-line, you're just going to be home. It's not the Raiders O-line. We're just going to be home all day, all night. They can't get things going in the run game, but I thought the Dallas Cowboys defensive line has now 2 weeks in a row shown that they're an elite run defense. Now, will it continue? They did play two teams that haven't been good at running the ball all year. It's not like this was their first bad game. You're going to see it against, not the Chiefs necessarily, love the Chiefs and all, but you'll see it against the Lions. Like, if you play the Lions and you shut down Jahmyr Gibbs, we're like, okay, this is an elite run defense. But I want Tolo's 877-881-1053, the Franco injury attorney text line. Text in right now the biggest reason you thought the Cowboys won last night's game. It can be a player. It can be a play. It can be a philosophy. It can be you. You can say, hey, I was cheering loud in Section 132. I'm the reason we won. Whatever it was, and we'll shout it out on the other side. 877-881-1053. What was the biggest reason the Dallas Cowboys won the game and came back against the Eagles last night?
I'm going to stop you short, though, on that, though, when you say don't worry about the Chiefs' run game. Because, look, part of the reason why they beat the Colts yesterday was because of their run game.
Most rushing attempts that Kareem Hunt's had all season, 30.
The Chiefs offense put over 450 yards offense on the board yesterday, right? And that was against Anarumo, whatever the hell his last name is, who's given Mahomes and the Chiefs fits in the over the last few years with the Bengals. My point in all that is this: you're going to need that same. You're going to have, because look, if you make Mahomes throw the ball, because one of the things that kind of has gotten them going over the last few weeks is the fact that Kareem Hunt has been able to run the ball. Now, the problem is, look, he's a grinder. He's basically a slower version of Javonte Williams, is what Kareem Hunt is at this stage of his career. Yeah. All right. But here's the thing. Did Javonte Williams have a, out of this world performance yesterday? No, he didn't. But what he did was.
He's consistent, man.
He's consistent.
If someone can text in right now, because I don't have the number in front of me, but I know it's low, I can't imagine there's that many times Javonte has been hit behind the line of scrimmage. That's a credit to the offensive line and himself. Like, even when he is hit behind the line of scrimmage,
he's still falling forward.
He's falling forward. He's getting 1 yard. He's getting back to the line of scrimmage. He's getting 2 yards. Like, and I think that's a huge thing to coaches. Like, I know if I got this guy in, it's going to be a positive play. It might not be a home run. He's not Jahmyr Gibbs. He's not Bijan. He's not housing 80-yard touchdown. Not Jonathan Taylor.
Nobody wears your defense down.
Wears your defense down. And I heard, I can't remember if it was G-Bag or Sean and RJ talking about it today, but just what the contract's looking like right now for Javonte Williams, like if you can stay under $10 million, lock him up for 2-3 years, he's only 25 years old, like I'm very much on board with that. You've got a very good offense right now. There is not a lot of pieces
this is an elite offense.
You got to move around this and you got to do this. We can do minor things. Oh, this should be wide receiver 4. This should be your right tackle. Like minor things. Like this should be tight end 2.
Hey, you know what? Put some respect on Terrence Steele's name.
I know.
Terrence Steele played his ass off. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Terrence Steele, don't you think? And this is something.
We're going to get to him. I got some stats for him when we get to 740.
Something about Brian Schottenheimer. And he talked about this going into the year, about how there's going to be competition at every single position. And he got the, I'm going to tell you what, and I've said this before, something his dad used to do, and I don't know if it's big in the NFL now, and I'll ask Broadus tomorrow during crosstalk. But back in the day when Shoddy was, the elder Shoddy was in Kansas City, if there was a position group that didn't play particularly well on a Sunday, you would bring in free agents on, I think it was like a Tuesday, and work guys out.
Yeah.
And he would purposely have them working out on the same side or the opposite side of the field. And so guys knew, oh, hey, look, it's your position's not guaranteed. A, getting rid of Kyrie Elam. All right.
Just straight up cut him.
Just gone.
Waved
okay.
Him,
Jaden Blue, who was, thought might be the backup running back.
Earn your spot.
Okay, guess
earn
what? I don't know if he'll play the rest of the year.
Earn your keep, man. He's only played in 4 games. He's obviously not mentally ready. Malik Davis was.
Jalen Tolbert. Inactive. Mozzie Smith, see you later. Yeah. Okay. We've been asking for all of this. And when he said 2 weeks ago that we're going to have an open competition at right tackle, I don't think it's a coincidence that you've seen a better Terrence Steele the last 2 weeks.
Well, I need my boy Tyler Guyton to get that memo because not a great game from him. Some costly penalties, ends up getting injured.
He had a rough go.
He won't be available for the game Thursday. Let's talk about this Cowboys defense in depth more, though. Text in, like I said, who or what you thought was the reason the Dallas Cowboys were able to get the 21-0 comeback win against the filthy Philadelphia Eagles. But let's zero in on this Cowboys defense that has been new and improved, stopping everybody in the run game. How did it happen? Who were the players behind that? Fred and me will discuss next on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
After Dark.
We want that ass! B-T-N!
That was the playmaker number 88 in his comfy suite. Hype! After a Dallas Cowboys comeback win over the filthy Philadelphia Eagles, were you just as hype as Michael Irvin after the dub? I know I was, but we had to keep it demure. We had to keep it classy up in the press box and in the Miller Lite Club adjacent. Me and Fred Davis, we were in the tunnel watching the final plays trickle away for the Dallas Cowboys in that comeback win. We're going to talk about the Cowboys defense here on the Fan After Dark. Myself, Freddie D, and Khaki Kevin Walker in the Pimp Cup, keeping us nice and crispy on this nasty, wet Monday, almost a Tuesday, but on this Monday evening here in the DFW. We also have the Dallas Mavericks and Miami Heat playing right now. This game is in Miami. It's tied 32-32, so we got lots to keep you guys covered on. It is a fun day on the Fan After Dark, and these are days that I just love doing radio.
And then, of course, you know, the news crept out yesterday. Marcus Simeon.
Yep. Just
Gonzo.
In the middle of the game. Just second quarter.
Chris Young, clearly not a Cowboys fan. We know Luca is. We know Luca's a Cowboys
Where's the bell,
fan.
Where's the bell? You know what?
Luca's a Cowboys fan. Made sure everybody knew that.
Could have been a better 24 for Dallas.
I'll tell you what. It was a good.
Cowboys win. Texas wins. Texas A&M. I mean, all the Texas schools won.
Yeah, they beat Samford by. Didn't cover the spread, though.
But Luca and his post-game press conference.
A little final salvo. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
As he walks off. Got a couple boos from the L.A.
yeah,
media as he walked away with a wry smile as he walked away. You said it. You and I talked a little bit earlier today. Luca wants to be back in Dallas.
He wants to be Luca back
wants,
in Dallas. I'm going to be delusional. I don't care. I'm going to be delusional.
I'll tell you what. I didn't buy your delusion, but I'll tell you what. when you say stuff like that and you're still locked in to what's going on in the Dallas sports scene. Now, had he
played a game. That was a post-game press conference. That wasn't just like at his house on Instagram.
No, that was a – they were at – he talked about beating J.J. J.J. Redick in pickleball and then clowned whoever he was his teammate was and then made sure to love up the Cowboys as the final thing he said. So, no, it was a good day to be a Cowboys fan yesterday. It's been a good day to be one today. Like I said, we'll talk Philadelphia, get this game kind of – through our system. And then, you know, look, this is what you knew you were getting into when you set yourself behind the proverbial eight ball with the ugly losses to Arizona and Carolina. Is you have to go out and you have to go win against the Philadelphias of the world, against the Kansas Cities of the world, against the Detroits of the world. Because once you do that, and we'll talk more about Kansas City. Look, I think that's a winnable game. And I'm not just saying that to be a homer. Let me make that very clear.
I mean,
you guys all know I'm a Chiefs fan.
You're a Chiefs fan. So.
I'm a Chiefs fan, but as I've been saying to people on Twitter, this is a coin flip game on Thursday.
Teams are in playoff mode.
But look, well, they're in do-or-die mode. But do-or-die playoff mode, exactly. I mean, look, and here's the thing about these two teams that I don't think people realize. These two teams are eerily similar, all right? Like, they really, truly are. Now, look, do I think the Chiefs have a little bit better defense than the Dallas Cowboys do from a consistent basis? Yes, they do, all right? But when you look at the offenses, all right, because guess what? The thing about the Chiefs on Thursday that if you're this Matt Eberflus, who, by the way, did you see my man's celebration after that ball got knocked out and they recovered that fumble? Eberflus?
No, I didn't see it. What'd he do?
Man, this dude's over here running up and down. I mean, look, Sweet Willie C was in his bag yesterday. I mean, he was screaming, running up and down the sideline, fist pumping.
Well,
I mean,
man, this is a team that doesn't turn the ball over. The Eagles, that's one thing they've been good at this year. Their offense has been kind of boring and putrid, but they haven't turned the ball over.
No.
Jalen Hurts hasn't been throwing picks left and right. Saquon hasn't been fumbling. So the fact that you were able to turn them over.
And your defense hasn't created many turnovers on top of that.
Let's read some of the fan texts. 877-881-1053, the way to get in contact with Fan After Dark. Okay. Grabbing that for later, you were in there first, but I was doing Jerry. Oh, I said that during crosstalk.
Yeah, you said that during crosstalk.
I asked you guys what was the reason the Cowboys won. We got Philly's lackluster play calling in the second half is the reason the Cowboys won. I think that's a factor. Getting turnovers and George Pickens and Dak from the 944. Okay. 2-1-0, physicality, effort, defense, and GP3.
Well, Shoddy did talk about it, and we'll get to some of his cuts later on throughout the program. Obviously, this will be a very Cowboys-heavy show today, and rightfully so. But he did talk about, A, the team's a little banged up today. Mm-hmm. But you and I saw that. That was a physical game yesterday. I mean,
they won in the trenches. How many times can we say that?
Your offensive line played their ass off yesterday. And even when Guyton did go out, your boy Nate Thomas stepped in, and you didn't miss a beat yesterday. Tell you what, Tyler Smith probably had his best game of the season.
And Jalen Carter was making him work for it. A couple times he was one-on-one with him, and he was...
and look, Jalen, did Jalen Carter affect things? But I'll tell you what, for as much as we talk about, and what was it? I think it was the touchdown that eventually tied the game, but it was the deep pass that they threw to George Pickens, right? Okay. Where he caught it over DeGene.
You got the
two defenders.
That was a great still photo of them falling over each other.
But here's the thing that I don't, and I kind of listened to a little bit of the broadcast when I rewatched it again today. That was a dime by Dak.
Dude.
And real quick, they gave him time to throw. Like, he had a clean pocket to throw. I mean, look, he had guys collapsing around him, but your offensive line gave Dak time to throw, and it's one of those deals where, you know, hey, I'm going to throw it up. GP's down there somewhere.
And I love that because George Pickens was the best deep ball catcher in the league before he came to Dallas, and we were like, well, he's been playing with terrible quarterbacks.
Goons at quarterback.
Imagine if Dak, who was occasionally shown, I can throw a nice deep ball. Like, that wasn't really like his game of just like airing the ball out.
He's never had George Pickens either.
Never had George. CD's more of an intermediate, kind of slippery yak guy, going to catch across the middle and make something happen. George has just been like, he's done all that. Plus,
man,
I'm going to go catch 60-yard go ball. So I've loved it. Some more of your guys' text. 214, you know damn well it was a defensive effort all across the board. Almost three full quarters of shutting out the Eagles. Crazy as heck. 817, biggest reason the Cowboys won yesterday was Marshawn Nealon leading and helping from a hand from above. Ring the bell for that. Marshawn was watching over the boys. Everybody on the Cowboys made sure to give him credit. 940, Dak, whoever credits the team after a win and takes the blame after a loss, that's number four. 903, George Pickens is our MVP, JC and Anna. 817, the only correct answer is the defense. From the 11 minutes in the second quarter on, they did not allow the Eagles to score.
No.
That's crazy, man. Like, I think I said in the opener, they crossed midfield twice after the 11-minute mark in the second quarter. Like, they were – it was punt, 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 miss field goal, punt, fumble,
yeah.
Punt, fumble. I was like, these were timely things that you were doing. As much as we want to talk about the Cowboys' miscues in the first half, the Eagles, and when it matters more in the second half, were falling apart. 2-4, Pickens is elite. I would say he's had a better year than CD. Made sure to drive them fantasy. And biggest difference on D is Quinnen Williams and having a taller corner like Revel in our secondary, even just for appearance, a tall cornerback makes a huge difference. That's from Dope Sick Dave.
No, it definitely does. And we'll play some audio later on in the show. We'll do our normal locker room, because hell, this is the first time in a couple of weeks, or hell, 3 or 4 weeks, where we've actually had some locker room audio to play. And, of course, you know, look, it's a lot of fun to talk to guys when
everybody wants to talk
after a big win, and guys did want to talk, and I did ask Osa, and we'll play that later, exactly what has Q meant to this defense, because I told him point blank, I said, look, you've had the two best games of your season, and I don't think it's a coincidence that Quinnen Williams is here as a result of that, and he did kind of side-eye me for a second, but he didn't disagree, and then gave a great explanation as to what Quinnen Williams has meant to this defensive line. So we'll hear that from him later on the program as well.
We got about 5 different people all saying the same thing, so I'll summarize.
And Revel clowns me as well.
Yes, he does. We got audio for days to get to you guys. About 5 different people said the same thing, and I didn't think I'd ever be seeing this on the Franklin Franco injury attorney text line. People giving credit to Jerry Jones.
I've seen one. Jerry Jones is the reason F them picks from the 214. It's amazing.
We got another one right here to Jerry for being the gambler of the year. I got to give it to Jerry for trading them picks. I put it on my Instagram story today. Who would you rather have? Micah Parsons, option A. Option B, Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams. Because obviously you had the money to get Quinnen, and then you got Kenny directly in the trade. So would you rather have 2 elite defensive tackles, 1 really elite one, or an elite pass rusher, generational pass rusher? And, I mean, the Packers are kind of where they were last year with and without Micah. The Cowboys are kind of the same record they were with and without Micah last year, but I think we'd all agree the last 2 weeks the defense looked better than any point than it did last year. So
hands down.
It's just crazy, man. Context, timing is everything because, like I said in the opener, if you'd have told me that when you played the Eagles in Week 12 that your defense would look this good, sans Micah Parsons, I think people would have called you crazy.
Now, if they'd have told you, look, we're swapping him out with Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, that would have played a big factor.
And all I'll say is
I didn't see
this.
Enough people hype about it, though. Maybe just because he's a D lineman and people don't know. Pass rushers are sexy. D
casuals, and I'm not trying to take anything away. All right,
what's going on my Instagram story?
Casuals don't appreciate defensive line play.
Yeah.
All right.
No one's getting hyped for a right guard.
No one's getting hyped for nose tackles and 3 techniques. Yeah. Okay? They're just not.
We are, but.
We do. And you know, like I said, I mean, I've been fortunate enough. One of my closest friends played 14 years at a high level at the nose tackle position. And it helps you understand when they explain to you the difference. And I can't remember if it was who was it? On the pregame show yesterday, Wooly Bully and Broz were talking about it, where, you know, defensive tackles, you've seen kind of this resurgence in the importance of defensive tackles because, look, it's one thing to have everybody wants a great edge. That's a no-brainer, right? But when you – and look, ask Tom Brady about this. What was his one Achilles heel? Pressure up the middle.
And it's kind of hard to combat it.
You can't. I mean, unless you're
going to have the running back stand right behind the center.
Unless you got Lamar Jackson or somebody like that can, you know, sprint around the outside or something like that, when you get pressure up the middle, you are in trouble.
That play you just called,
you're cooked.
We got to do something else. Whether it was a run play or pass play, we have to now do something else when there's – a leak up the middle.
And I'll say this, and again, it's 2 different scenarios. What did you think there's a point to this. What did you think the energy was like yesterday in that locker room?
Dude, it was festive. I got done with Jerry, and usually when I get done with Jerry and I'm walking into the locker room to see where you and CA and Bobby are, there's maybe 1 to 2 to 3 at most media scrums going on. And I can know that you're at one, CA's at the other, and Bobby's doing his thing. I walked in, there was at least 9 media scrums going on. I was like, I gotta immediately hop in one to make sure we get audio of this. So everybody wanted to talk. No one admitted it, at least to me, and when I was in there, that this win was more they're all the same.
Yeah.
The Raiders same as beating the Eagles. But we know deep down, just because everybody was wanting to chat, that this was a big win. Biggest win, I think, in the last 2 years. statement. So I thought the locker room was energetic. Everybody had something to say. Everybody was upbeat except for our boy CeeDee Lamb.
Think about that, I'm not trying to take a shot at Micah, but maybe this is a veiled shot, or maybe this is just the reality of it. And you've talked to plenty of guys in the locker room. I've talked to plenty of guys in the locker room.
Pre and post, Micah.
I don't think I've ever, let's put it this way, I never heard anybody talk about Micah the same way we've heard people talk about Quinnen Williams.
Dude, everyone's mentioning Quinnen.
Okay. I'm not saying
that.
He's
making all their jobs easier.
Well, not just that, but okay, the thing about Micah Parsons is this, and I'm not speaking out of term here. I mean, nobody viewed him as a leader.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Amazing on the field. Okay. And I'm not even going to go generational. I think we've thrown that. Miles Garrett is a generational.
I'm not mad at that. Okay. Arlington Martin, baby.
Miles Garrett is generational. Micah Parsons isn't on the same level as Miles Garrett. And I don't think I'm being hyperbolic by saying that. But Quinnen Williams, whether it's and again, whether it's Osa, whether it's Overshown talking about it, whether it's the guy, whether it's the Revels of the world talking about it, whether it's Ezeraku talking about it.
Offensive guys.
I mean, almost every single player, offense and defense, has had something. And you've seen it. See, that's the difference. Now, don't get me wrong. You saw it last year you see it when Mike is on the field. But at the same time, too, though, I just get the feeling that Quinnen is a natural leader both on and off the field.
And I think to be defensive tackle versus defensive end, it's a lot more selflessness. Obviously, if you're a D tackle, you're eating up double teams so that Dante Fowler and Sam Williams
so that your defensive ends can get loose.
Yeah, versus the defensive end who's it's almost like the wide receiver of the defense. Like, you know, you're the superstar. You're the one that's getting posted. You're the one getting the sack. You're the one doing the dance after you get it. Everyone's looking at you. So it's if you don't have those leadership qualities, it stands out more like, oh, this guy's all about himself. Whereas Quinnen is like, I don't have to get a sack. He didn't get a sack yesterday, but I think we can all agree was top five, top three most impactful player.
Tell you what, though. I mean, how many times did we see him in the backfield? There was that one play where he just basically just mauls the guard and snatches up our boy Saquon Barkley, who only had 22 yards yesterday?
22, 26.
That he had something.
He only had one rush over 6 yards.
I mean, I think the biggest play he had was a screen pass, that went down the side of the field. And then, of course, obviously the one play that Sam Williams came up from behind him and punched the ball out. So, you're starting to see over the last two games. And, you know, I asked a couple of the guys yesterday, obviously, you know, and you got to kind of preface how you say it. Like, look, I get it. The win against the Raiders was nice. It's good to get that dub, but it has to mean something a little bit different when you're beating the defending Super Bowl champs. And they said, look, this obviously, you know, we needed to get the win, but yes, it does mean something special when you beat a divisional opponent and a team that is of the echelon of a Philadelphia Eagles.
And let's be honest, let's take the football aside of it. I know all the fans in there, they had to take the beating of being down 21-0.
Oh,
all
the Eagles Twitter fans probably, was on a roll.
Twitter's on a roll. In real life at the game, it's on a roll. Yeah. We're hearing go Eagles go at the game. There's green jerseys everywhere. I'm sure all the Cowboys fans in the stadium were having to hear it. Your team is no good. Go home. You didn't show up for a big game. And I just know all the fans that were watching on TV, at a sports bar, listening on the radio, or at the game are vindicated because the Cowboys were able to come back and get a big, big W. Something they've never done before as far as coming down 21-0. I want to say our boy Sirianni has never had a loss a lead like that either. So just a great day to be a Cowboys fan, terrible day to be an Eagles fan. I know after the show I'll be listening to Eagles radio to kind of hear if there's any people crying and sad, because I've seen a couple on Twitter. But
Hugh Douglas was talking about what their team would look like with Dak Prescott at quarterback.
Well, let's go to the beach and let's look at some bikinis. And by bikinis, I mean stats. Let's do a little stat-kini. Bikinis show a lot, but they do not show the full picture. The same could be said about stats for this Dallas Cowboys versus the Eagles game. Let's break down those stats and give a little bit more context. Next on the Fan After.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's get sexy, ladies and gentlemen. Let's head out to the beach because it's time to do a little bit of Stackini. New segment that Blake is workshopping at his house as far as the best ways to introduce stats to you guys in a digestible way. Because a wise man once said, stats are like bikinis. They show a lot, but they do not show everything. And the same could be said about your Dallas Cowboys. No, we're all hype. And it's just going to be a sad segment. That's not what this is going to be. But me and Fred are going to do our best to give you said stats so that when you're talking to your friends, your family, your girlfriend, your side piece, and your flex and your ball knowledge, you're like, well, that happened, but it was because of blah, 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 whatever me and Fred are finna say. So, Fred, you excited to give the people what they want?
I'm excited. This music's kind of depressing, but yes, I am.
What, you don't like the music?
I'm not feeling the music, no.
Fred is
it had a beat change on us, Blake.
I'm not a hater. I mean, not even 3 seconds into the music, he goes, I'm not feeling it.
Because as soon as I heard it, I was like, what is this? I wouldn't play
beach
this
music.
This is not beach music.
Oh,
it, okay. I told you it changed up on the beat.
Wow. Okay, well.
Does this sound like beach music to you?
One that played before it did.
Not anymore. Kevin, you can play around with some music and I'll work on it. We'll see if we can get some better beach music.
The stats are about to be ill, though. Okay. Don't get that twisted.
Don't get that twisted. Okay, let's get out to the beach. We got our bikinis on.
You strike me more of a Speedo type of guy.
Do I? Do I, old head? I strike you as a Speedo guy?
That's right.
Okay, first one, Quinnen Williams. He was awesome, right?
Oh, he's fantastic.
90.8 PFF grade. Where would that rank among all defense? Where's my bell? Where would that rank among all defensive linemen?
Ask Kevin.
Ask Kevin Walker. Kevin Walker, where would that rank against all defensive linemen in Week 12?
I didn't hear anything. I'm
Quinnen
over here
Williams,
working on.
90.8 PFF grade. Where would that rank across all defensive linemen in Week 12? Don't think too hard.
Probably thinking top three.
So number three?
Top three, yeah. Yeah, let's just go third.
How about number one in the entire NFL? Okay, he's got 15 pressures over the last two games since he's joined the Cowboys. Where would that rank across defensive lineman Kevin Walker? 15 pressures.
Across the NFL again, right?
Across the NFL. All defensive linemen.
I'll go number two.
Let's go with number one. Number one across all defensive linemen. Okay, since he's joined the Cowboys, it's been two games. 27.1 pass rush win rate. Where would that rank Kevin
Walker?
Number one. Number one, Kevin Walker gets a Quinnen Williams. Is he the second coming of every great pass rusher, defensive lineman that you can think of in your head? Yes, he is. He's had a career high. How many pressures against the Eagles, Fred Davis? A career high.
Four.
Double it. Give me eight pressures against the Philadelphia Eagles. 15 pressures in just two games. 28 combined pressures from Osa and Quinnen Williams in the two games since Quinnen has been here. So you're seeing, like you
Osa
said, Quinnen
played
Williams,
his ass off yesterday.
He's the only player that had a sack last night for the Dallas Cowboys. So you see both of those guys being elevated.
Like I said, since joining the Cowboys, he has more quarterback pressures than any defensive tackle in football. Let's look at the double team pressure leaders. Who's got the most double teams since joining, if you will, 22 that's on the Dallas Cowboys? We got Quinnen Williams at the top at 57, Osa second at 53, then you got Kobe Turner at 52, Dexter Lawrence at 48, and then Jaron Reed at 48. So the two top double team leaders as far as interior defensive linemen are both on the Dallas Cowboys, Quinnen Williams and Osa Odighizuwa.
I'm surprised Kenny Clark wasn't higher on that list.
Yeah.
Because I felt like he was getting double teamed a lot when he first got here, too.
Since 2022. This is since 2022. So
okay.
This is like a three game.
2022. Okay, yes. Gotcha.
So Quinnen 57 times, Osa 53, and then Kobe Turner of the Rams, Dexter Lawrence of the Giants, and then Jaron Reed as well.
Real quick from the 214. Just tuned in. What segment is this, gentlemen? Cowboy Quizlet?
This is
Cowboy Stat Keeney.
Cowboy Stat Keeney, because like bikinis, stats show a lot, but not
they don't tell the whole story, though.
They don't tell the whole story. And so I love that about Osa also being top two in double team rate, because obviously you're not going to probably double both of them on the same play. That would just free up somebody.
I mean, go ahead. Do it.
But
see what happens.
Everybody else around is going to continue to eat for the Dallas Cowboys when you have pressure from those two guys. Cowboys run defense, post Quinnen Williams trade. Last two games, they've had 30 carries. How many yards do you think they've allowed? You and Kevin can both guess. Last two games, 30 total carries, the Ashton Gentes and Saquon's. How many yards total have they allowed in those two games?
I'm going to go with 56.
Oh, wow. 56 is kind of crazy. Kevin?
You have to repeat the question.
Last two games, 30 carries. How many yards are they allowed?
I said 56.
Okay, I'm going to go a little higher. I'll go 110.
Well, Kevin was close. Let's go with 90 total yards they've allowed in the two games since Quinnen Williams has been here.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you where I got goofed up on is I forgot about Jalen Hurts, because I was just immediately thinking of Genty because Genty had 7 yards or something crazy like that.
Yeah, the Jalen Hurts scrambles.
I think Hurts outran Barkley. So.
He did. I think he did, yeah.
So. Now, gentlemen, here's another one. How many runs of 10-plus yards have the Cowboys allowed since acquiring Quinnen Williams? How many runs of 10-plus yards have they allowed?
I don't think any.
I'm going to go first here. Well, I guess, like,
I said zero.
I'm going to go first here.
I don't care. Zero.
I'm going to go with 7.
Well, wow. Fred was closer.
Wow.
They've allowed one run of over 10 yards, 3 yards.
Was that Jalen yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Three yards per carry they've allowed. Yeah, well, definitely wasn't Genty, because he didn't even get 10 total yards. And I'll give you one more, then I'll hand the baton off to Fred. Actually, I'll wait for this, because I want to give you some defensive sets that they ran when they ran 5 defensive linemen, how well they did or didn't do. So I know you had some stats you want to give us as well.
Guess how many games now Pickens has tallied at least 130 receiving yards and a touchdown so far through the first 12 weeks of the NFL season.
I know the answer, so I'll let Kevin answer.
What was the question again?
I'll tell you what. We may just go ahead and...
I'm trying to find y'all beach music.
We're over it. We got 3 minutes left in the segment. Okay. We would have drowned by now if we were leaving this up to you. By God. At least one of us is a rescue swimmer.
Let me know 5 seconds before.
Dylan would have had it. Okay, how many games? At least 130 yards.
Kevin's like, I'm not answering now.
What is it?
Four.
There you go. Pickens' 67 receptions in 2025 are a single-season career high.
Hmm.
Okay, my man still got, what do we got, 6 games left of the season? Yep. And he's already got a season high or a career high for him. Dak Prescott, how many consecutive home wins is this now against the NFC East?
I know the answer.
18?
Close.
Very close.
The correct answer was 19. And, of course, we all know yesterday. And I thought Dak had an incredible answer for this. If you guys were listening to the post-game show, once again, another incredible performance from Mr. Zach Wolchuk, as well as the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus. But he had a great comment about, we all knew he was only 160 yards away from passing Tony Romo for the all-time Cowboys passing yards. And you and I were joking because they were, they're getting beat 21-0.
Yeah.
He breaks the record, and I mean, you damn near could have heard a pin drop in the in the stadium. Like, you heard a few isolated cheer claps or whatever, but I mean, you're down 21-0. No one's really trying to celebrate Dak, it's passing the all time. And so they asked Dak about it, and he said some guys were coming up to him. He said, "Look, this isn't the time to celebrate. We're down 21-0. We got to get back on it." Da da da. And so I again, it the thing about this year that has really just surprised me the most, and not necessarily surprised me necessarily, but considering how immobile and almost broken down Dak looked last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, that touchdown run alone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I'll tell you what, go ahead and ring the bell for Jake Ferguson yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, play some nasty football.
Finally broke a tackle. He broke a tackle.
He broke two or three tackles.
Had a huge block on the touchdown for Dak yesterday, and then he somersaults into the end zone.
Did have the fumble, but.
He did have the fumble. There was that. But. You know, the thing about...
And Brevin Spanford also got in the end zone.
Got his first career touchdown yesterday as well. This is another guy who had been talked about a couple weeks ago by Shoddy as far as, you know, his what he does in practice and doesn't get noticed enough. And, you know, Tom Brady made a great point. He was not the designed receiver on that play. In fact, you and I were watching. Damn near fell over.
he blows up whatever
linebacker he was in. But that play was designed to go to Javonte. He gets blown up by a linebacker. And so Brevin, you know, in the corner of the end zone, boom, catch the touchdown. One other thing for Dak Prescott yesterday. His overall home record against the NFC East. How many wins does he have against the NFC East at home in his career now?
Let's go. I actually don't know this one. Let's go with 30-something.
30. It's not that high. Not that high.
23.
I'm going to go with 12.
22. He's now 22-2 against the NFC East at home in his career. So, you know, look, I'm not saying this guy's going to go win a Super Bowl or anything like that, but I'll tell you what, you know, much was made a couple years ago when he was the runner-up in the MVP voting, and of course we heard a lot about that, you know, two summers ago when they were negotiating his contract. He's runner-up. This has, to me, been one of the most impressive, if not the most impressive we've seen out of him, considering, you know, how this team started. You were basically carrying a moribund defense, and now... You and I have said this from Jump Street after we kind of figured out, okay, this offense is going to be a lot better than people realized. You've got an elite offense. Now it's just a matter of can you have a bend-don't-break defense and rattle off some wins? Because that's the kind of formula you need to make a deep playoff run.
Well, can the Dallas Mavericks, can they make any kind of run? They're playing right now. We're going to get you caught up on that game as well as what the Anthony Davis trade market looks like. And then I do want to give you guys this stat on the other side of what the Cowboys look like in five-man fronts. They were deploying that a lot more than we've seen this year. Was it effective, and who was on the field when it was effective? I'll give you that plus a little Dallas Mavericks on the other side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.